Isn't there like a yeah or there? I knew that. I thought that was coming. Is that Adam there? Is that him right there? Is he one of those X's on the lines? It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's check in with Curtis. Where are you, K-Dog?
I am in Overland Park. I am at 97th and Quivira. I guess you could say it's West Overland Park. I'm on the west side between Overland Park and Lenexa. I'm at 97th and Quivira, the Academy Sports and Outdoors. It's just south of the Oak Park Mall. If you've been around here, you know where this place is at. And they have a couple of really, really good deals today. One, the first thing I'll tell you about is actually good at all four locations, and that is Olathe, Belton, Liberty, and here in Overland Park. All you have to do is just walk in, pick up some Chiefs gear. They got a great supply of Chiefs gear. Anything you want, pick it up. Go to the checkout line. Just mention 810, and you get 20% off. And it's good for everything they have in the store Chiefs gear-wise, and it's good at all four locations. Of course, they have the great prices on tents, grills, chairs, coolers, everything. And they have parked out front the wonderful Academy Prize Ride. It's a big blue and red cruiser. It's parked right by the front door. It has great tailgate gear inside. You can win everything that's inside it. Just come out, take a picture with your smartphone, follow the instructions, and they have some great folks out here from Academy Sports and Outdoors that can tell you exactly what to do with that picture when you take it. You could walk away with everything in that. That's a Trailmate, a gas grill, smoker, a pan, fry cart, tool set, a 10x10 shelter, outdoor armchairs, licensed fan gear. It's all yours if you win. That is the Academy Prize Ride. 20% off all Chiefs gear at all four locations and a chance to win the Academy Prize Ride package here. That's at 97th and Quivira, Academy Sports and Outdoors. I'll be here until 2.
All right, Curtis Siebold on the road. Adam Hill in Las Vegas. He joins us, the Las Vegas Review Journal, and coveringthecage.com, his blog. On the MMA, he talks boxing with us today as we get ready for Triple G and Canelo. You can see that fight at the 810 zone. There will be a cover, so be ready for that. It'll be at the 810 zone. Stephen St. John will be your host. Great spot to come watch some championship boxing. Adam Hill's on our Sprint guest line. Adam, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just thinking about coming up there and getting a tent. I could use one for sure.
Do a lot of camping, do you? Is that?
Yeah, it's my thing. I don't know if you know this about me. I'm very outdoorsy.
That you are, my friend. That you are. All right. How's the fight weekend? How's Vegas different this fight compared to what we had? Besides what you're going to tell me is the rebel rousing Irishman that are running around when Conor McGregor was there. But just overall, the mood, is this a big weekend, or is it pale in comparison to what we had with McGregor Mayweather?
This is any other NFL football weekend, sir. That's what it is. It's so unfortunate that, you know, this fight is happening when it's happening, and you know, we can get into some of the reasons why the fight is happening this weekend. But that Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight was, like, so all-encompassing about, you know, it sucked all the energy out of not only, you know, kind of the sports world here, but in particular the boxing world for sure. And I think people were just so invested, and there was so much attention on that, that now that you have a real legitimate fight happening, which is a fight that I've been waiting for years. I know a lot of boxing fans have been waiting for a long time. It's like, oh man, I've been wanting this fight to happen for like 3 years. And yesterday I seriously said, oh yeah, it's this weekend. Like it's crazy how it just has no attention because of what happened with Floyd and Conor. And I think it's completely unfair because this is going to be an awesome fight. I am so excited for it. But like I said, you just don't have that energy. And I think you can blame Floyd and Conor and all the, you know, the craziness and wackiness around it.
Why did it end up on the date it did?
So, you know, last time Canelo fought here in Las Vegas at T-Mobile Arena, there was rumors in the days before that Floyd and Conor were close to a deal, that Floyd and Conor wanted to book their fight, and absolutely the date they wanted was September 16th. If you look back at every Floyd Mayweather fight for the last 10 years, it has either been Cinco de Mayo weekend or Mexican Independence Day weekend. That's when Floyd fights. He fights on, you know, the weekend of September 15th or the weekend of May 5th. That's the only time he ever fights. And, you know, the rumors were out there. This is the date they wanted. They wanted September 16th. They wanted T-Mobile Arena. So this negotiation between Canelo and Triple G has been going on for years. And all of a sudden, in one day, they negotiate the fight, they sign the fight, and they say, we're going September 16th. They announce it after Canelo beats Chavez. And it's like, wow, okay, they booked this fight, thinking, okay, we just blocked Floyd and Connor, so we've got the whole summer to promote this mega boxing event. Floyd and Connor don't have their date now. They're not going to be able to fight. We've won the boxing world. That was the geniuses behind this promotion. And then a couple weeks later, Floyd and Connor just go, yeah, we'll just fight a couple weeks before you guys. That's fine. And they take the August 26th date. So everything just completely blew up in their faces, where they not only didn't block Floyd and Connor, but Floyd and Connor are going to go before them and just suck all the energy out of the boxing world. So really, really backfired on that planning.
Yeah, that did not work well. Why isn't it getting, well, you said just a normal NFL weekend. Why, you know, is it just because it's buried? It's the aftermath of what was a spectacle more than a fight the last time? Or is this just a continued sign of the decline of boxing?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like having a Super Bowl like 3 weeks after the regular Super Bowl. Like you have this, all this extravaganza, the pomp of the circumstance, and everybody's so focused that all of a sudden it's like, oh, we're going to try to do this again. But the problem with this is, like I said, like this is a really, really good fight. It's an amazing fight on paper. I think it's going to be an amazing fight in the ring. I like all aspects of it. It's just, I think it's really hard for people. It could have gone either way. I think after the Mayweather-McGregor fight, you had a chance of people just getting so hyped and enthused about boxing that the momentum carried over into this fight. Or you had a chance of people just built up to this spectacle. They saw it and they're like, oh, that was cool. Now I'm back to football. And I think that's kind of what took place. I think that there was no ability to kind of seize the momentum from that fight, whether for whatever reason. And this fight on Saturday, certainly the boxing world is incredibly fired up. You see every boxing media person here in Vegas. You know, the hardcores that are going to watch it anyway are here. But what you need for a really successful promotion in boxing is for that guy who really doesn't watch boxing ever, maybe just watches college football on a Saturday, and at the end of the day, they're like, oh, it was a nice day of college football. I'm going to buy this fight. And, you know, those people need to get bought into to an event to make it massive. And I just think those people, so far at least, have just not bought in and have not been convinced that they want to buy this fight on Saturday. So I think it's going to be a successful fight. It's going to be, you know, certainly the second biggest fight of the year. But I think that we haven't seen that momentum start to build, certainly here in Las Vegas. And I don't know what it's like around most of the country, but if you're not feeling that buzz in Las Vegas yet, I don't know that, you know, the average person around the country is going to be incredibly fired up to watch this fight, even though, like I said, I don't know what better fight you could make right now in boxing.
Triple G is a favorite. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, he's a pretty small favorite, and if the fight was made a year and a half ago, he would have been a huge favorite in this fight. So I think he would have been about $3 if the fight was 2 years ago. Now he's about $1.50, $1.60. And that's probably about right. Listen, Canelo is a smart fighter. His people, you know, I think they make a lot of dumb decisions, but they're kind of smart as well. I think what Floyd Mayweather did is fought Canelo before Canelo was good enough to fight him. You know, people always accuse Floyd of dodging people, and he fought Canelo early in Canelo's career. People are like, wow, Floyd is taking on this guy. Yeah, he fought Canelo before he was ready for the big time, and that was a smart move by Floyd. Now, what Canelo has done, after every single fight the last few years, the questions have been, hey, are you going to fight Triple G now? And he's like, yep, I'm going to fight him. And they go to the negotiating table like, yeah, not yet. And Canelo fights somebody else. So now Canelo has watched Triple G fight his last two fights. He looks like he's lost a step, maybe two. And Canelo's like, yeah, okay, now I'm going to fight him. So it's this tradition in boxing of, yeah, we're going to make the mega fight, but we're not going to make it when they're both at their peak. And I think that's what you're seeing right now, with Canelo seeing a little bit of weakness finally in Triple G and saying, all right, yeah, this is the time I'm going to go fight him. And I think that's why you're seeing a line a lot smaller than it would have been a year and a half, 2 years ago. And we'll see if Triple G has slowed down even more between his last fight and this fight, or if he rises to the occasion because he's got a great opponent now. But I think it's a really evenly matched fight at this point. I would have liked to see it, you know, 2 years ago, but I'm excited to see how they come out. I mean, you know, Canelo looked outstanding in his last fight, but it was against the guy who really didn't even seem like he was trying, in Chavez Jr., who has no passion for the sport at all. So, you know, I think he's going to have to step up. Triple G's going to have to step up. And whoever is at their best that night, I think, wins. But I think it's a pretty evenly matched fight.
So what do you think the fight's going to look like? The expectation is it's going to be two guys running right into each other, that we're going to see two guys go at it, which makes you think that it's not going to last that long. I mean, I hear people talking like we're going to see, and for people like, you know, like Rob, I don't know, old enough to remember this, but when Hagler and Hearns got together and just went right at each other, and it was only three or four rounds, but it was three or four of the best rounds you ever saw in your life. Is that what we're going to see?
Well, that would be nice. I mean, obviously that would be exciting, and I think it would get people excited about boxing again. I just don't think we're going to see it because there's a lot to lose for both of these guys. I mean, they've been talking about fighting each other for so long. They're two guys at the very top of their sport, and you know, the winner of this goes on to really, I'd say right now, be the biggest draw in boxing now that Floyd's gone. You know, I don't think they're necessarily the best, but they're both right around that top five area, you know, top three or four even. And, you know, these are two big stars who have a lot to lose and a lot to gain by winning the fight. So I think there's going to be some hesitation early on. I don't think it's going to be bell rings, run forward, and just start bombing punches at each other. I think you'll see that maybe around the fifth or sixth round. I think you'll see maybe three or four rounds of, all right, let me see what this guy's got. Let me see if the power is really that good. Let me see if I can take a shot or two. And then I think you get to five and six and you start to see the fight that people really want to see. But I don't think you're going to see that in the first couple of rounds. I think there'll be a little bit of feeling out and then maybe some fireworks in the mid rounds.
So what do we expect size-wise? I mean, we know they're going to weigh in pretty close to each other when they weigh in. But when they take the ring, what is going to be the difference in size?
Yeah, Canelo will be a little bigger. Triple G will be a little bigger.
Yeah.
Canelo's coming up to fight this fight, but it's not going to be massive. I mean, Triple G is going to be a bigger guy, but I also think, you know, that he might not be as big as usual in the fight, because I think, like I said, he has slowed down in his last couple of fights, and the speed has been a really big factor for him. So while he will be a bigger fighter, I don't think it's going to be like we saw with Conor McGregor, where he just blows up like 25 pounds between fight night and the weigh-ins and fight night. I think it'll be a little different, and I think maybe he'll come in a little bit smaller than he's used to, because he wants to maintain that speed a little bit. But I don't see it being a drastic difference like we saw with Conor and Floyd a couple weeks ago, where one guy is just like massive and the other guy looks like he's tiny, and the tiny guy just destroys him. But I think you'll see a little bit different size out of Triple G in this one, and he's going to look to maintain the speed. The speed has been something that's been a huge factor for him throughout his career, and it just wasn't quite there at that same level. And listen, Triple G is my favorite boxer. There's no doubt about that. But I've seen it, just like Canelo has seen it, that he has started to lose a step. And that could also be competition, where he's like, you know, I'm not fighting the guy I want to fight, and maybe he's a little disinterested. I'm very anxious to see if he is the old Triple G, at least for one night, to get really fired up and motivated to fight Canelo.
All right, so we're talking to Adam Hill from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What is your pick on the fight? What do you expect to happen?
Like I said, I love Triple G. He's my favorite fighter. So I'm going to, you know, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm pretty pessimistic by nature. I'm going to pick Canelo, to win the fight, because, I've been a little troubled, by where Triple G has been recently. And, you know, I just hope I'm wrong going into the fight. I can be a little more, not objective, a little more subjective about this, because it's not really my beat. I'm just kind of helping out and doing some social media. So, I'm a Triple G fan, and I'm just pessimistic. So I think I'm going to pick Canelo to win by knockout in the 10th.
All right, Adam, final four time for you. Four quickies brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. You waited for it. Now it's here. This year's Holiday Millionaire Raffle is underway. Tickets sell for $20 each and are available right now at your favorite lottery retailer. I'll start you with this one. Is Floyd Mayweather actually done, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Restaurant in Vegas that's a hidden gem. Anybody who's headed out from Kansas City to go to Vegas, what's a restaurant they should get that maybe isn't, as well known as it should be?
Oh, there's so many of them, but I think you are aware of my spot. Naked City Pizza, to me, is just unbelievable. It's a unique experience, and you can watch all the Bills games there. It's a Buffalo spot, but the pizza and the wings you can get at that place are fantastic, and there's a couple locations not far from the Strip. I know it's not as hidden because it was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but that place is phenomenal. I was just there last night with our friend Steve Cofield.
Stunning that you boys headed out for some pizza and wings. must have been after the big workout, I'm sure.
Yeah, before and after.
Yeah. All right, best movie that features Las Vegas.
Oh, man. You know what? It's so ridiculous. I'm gonna say Hangover because I love it.
Okay.
I want to say Ocean's 11, but I'll say Hangover. I just watched it again, and it's still phenomenal.
It's still great. I agree. Hangover is the right answer. And finally, when you do, since you've made it clear that you do so often, where do you camp out?
That's hilarious. I'm gonna say Duck Creek up in Utah. It's been a while, but it's actually a really cool spot, just outside of St. George. Up in the mountains, there's a lake. Just good, clean air, serene. You know, that's what I love.
You have never been there, have you?
I've been there. Absolutely, I have.
You did not camp out, though, did you?
I mean, we might have had a cabin. With DirecTV.
Really roughing it. I love it. Adam Hill, yeah. Las Vegas Review-Journal in Las Vegas. Great stuff, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thanks, man. Anytime.
All right. He's the best. Adam Hill. You can check out his work at coveringthecage.com and read him at the Las Vegas Review-Journal's website. We'll take a break coming up here after the top of the hour. Your chance to stump the chumps. We'll talk a little more football here in the program. Peter Yates-Enick is en route, as I understand it, or even right in front of me. One or the other. It's the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.